This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Opinionated, outspoken, informative.
The Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
All right, it is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody, bright and early on a Saturday morning. You know how we got to get started. It's Perry White. I'm your host. Hope you guys are having a great Saturday morning. Get up, get your coffee. You don't need your newspaper today. You just need to cut your radio up a little louder, your YouTube, your Facebook Live, whatever the case may be that you're listening to us. Good to have you guys with us. Hope you guys had a great week. It's been a hot week at this, so stay hydrated. Get the kids ready for school. There's a lot going on as you start to talk about getting into the month of August. And guess what? Football season is right around the corner. But at the same time, as we always do, not only do we talk the sports, not only do we talk all these other things, academia, but we also talk in the world of politics. And so we got a very special guest here this morning in the studio. And I'm glad to have her here. It is a honor and a privilege. Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome.
Thank you so much for having me on Jaguar Journal this morning. I'm excited.
And you know what's interesting? You have a mass comm background.
I certainly do. And little known fact, but I used to have my own radio show
uh-huh.
when I was in undergraduate school at the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. And I will tell you, one of the highlights of my life has been as an adjunct instructor in the mass comm department at Southern University.
Let's talk about it. Your relationship to Southern University. It's a Southern show, a lot of Southern supporters listen to this show, but just your direct relationship and affiliation to Southern.
Well, as I said, I had the privilege of serving as an adjunct instructor for years in the mass comm department, and I am fulfilled to see so many of my students on my journey as they have succeeded. And I will tell you, just on the third floor where I roll, there are probably the majority of the people there are Southern University graduates.
Okay.
My staff,
okay.
The majority are Southern University graduates. And I will say that my assistant comms director is also a graduate of Southern University from the mass comm department.
And you know what's interesting is I didn't even graduate. I didn't go to school for mass comm. This falls right in line with me. I was a political science major.
Oh, okay.
I was over at Higgins Hall, so it fell right in line for me for you to show up today and have this conversation. And one of the things, you know, a couple of things I want to talk to you about, but first of all, you being the mayor, 8 years so far in the biggest position here in the city of Baton Rouge, and when you look at things that you have accomplished, what would you start to check off as accomplishments for you over these last 8 years?
You know, people often ask me that question, and I will tell you that my 8 years have been filled with a lot of triumphs as well as challenges, because many cities in America have. But when I start thinking of my accomplishments, I think of establishing the first ever disadvantaged business enterprise program in the city's history. We have certified over 300 new small and minority-owned businesses. So I would say our DBE program is a very significant accomplishment, because when I was campaigning 8 years ago, one of the common themes that I heard was the desire for more minorities to have access to city parish contracts. And so I went to work and got that done. I would say, secondly, our Move EBR program, the largest infrastructure and roads program in the history of Baton Rouge, that is not just touching one side of our community, but all sides of our community. So those 72 projects that are couched in the Move EBR program will be lasting long after my last 4 years as mayor. So this is longevity. I would also say that our public safety program, our Safe, Hopeful, Healthy BR, has received national recognition in terms of leading to reductions in homicides and gun violence. And I would probably say that there is no other mayor, if we were to do the research, Perry, I would say that there is no other mayor that has had as many challenges in terms of crisis management as I have. So what do I mean by that? I mean, like in 2016, we had, that's the year I ran for mayor, we had the killing of Alton Sterling, we had the ambush and killing of law enforcement, and then we had the great flood of 2016. Mm-hmm. So those situations and circumstances did not just stay in 2016. It was up to me once I got elected to try to heal that trauma that existed in 2016. So I've had to deal with a lot of crisis management, if you will. Not to mention, we have stood up our Mayor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, because we have had so many weather events such as Hurricane Ida. And look, the winter storms. We had unprecedented winter storms. And then, in the midst of all of that, we had COVID-19, a pandemic that, you know, was unheard of. And so I've had to navigate all of those issues as well. So that's been my life for the past 8 years plus more.
I think that falls into where I was going to kind of go next, of biggest challenges of being a mayor. But when you look at the challenges, you never know what may arise. You always have to have your hand in all these different areas and have to be prepared for the unexpected. And for you, you know, because we're such Southern centric, I look at North Baton Rouge, right, and I look at the area around Southern University, and I look at North Baton Rouge as a whole, from Plank Road to Scenic Highway, all of those areas in between. For you as mayor president, a vision for that area, because I come on here and I harp all the time, and I make a big fuss about, especially around the university, right? Just looking at Scenic Highway, the repairs and floods in that area. I see they're putting new street lights up and, you know, signage, but I just look at the median in the street, the sidewalks, all of these things when it comes to Scenic, and what ways can we help improve that? And you being mayor, what ways can we help improve that?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because so I don't get a chance often to really get the facts out there. I mean, mm-hmm. we have a robust social media platform. We put out press releases, but, you know, sometimes they don't make the news because there are other issues. So let's start first with Scenic Highway. Very good question. Scenic Highway, first and foremost, is a state-run road. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for me as the mayor president? I have no jurisdiction over it. It is up to the Department of Transportation and Development to address that issue. Now, that doesn't mean I just sit back and twiddle my thumbs. I've had conversations with our state legislators in terms of work and communicating in their sphere of influence of how we can do that. Let's talk about Plank Road, because I tell people every time I go into Walmart, somebody asks me about Plank Road.
Really?
I go into Walmart a lot. I do my own shopping. I go to Walmart a lot. So shout out to all the shoppers that I see early in the morning. But this is the good news. Mm-hmm. Plank Road is going to be transformed. It's going to start this year. Mm-hmm. So we will have the roads worked on Plank Road. And Plank Road is part of a bigger project, which is called our Plank Road Corridor Project. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Perry, if you heard recently, we had the groundbreaking for the bus rapid transit on Airline Highway.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's a big deal, and I can talk about that too. And so that bus rapid transit is going to go down Plank Road all the way into South Baton Rouge. So you will definitely see Plank Road revitalized. It is one of our many Move EBR projects that I talked about earlier. And so you'll see a lot of that work taking place. And let's talk about Southern University.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Please, let's talk about that.
So my vision for the future, I have a big vision. And one of my visions is to have a riverfront development.
Okay.
I am part of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative, which is an organization made up of mayors. And our common denominator, common theme, is that we all have cities, towns, or villages that are located on the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. So for us here in Baton Rouge, let's face it, our Mississippi River is one of our greatest assets, mm-hmm. but we have not capitalized on that. And so I would like to see a riverfront development that really connects and maybe starts at Southern University. You know why? Because one of the most scenic views of the Mississippi River is where?
Right there on the bluff.
On the bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's build that up into a tourist attraction. Get people, and that's going to get people up to Southern University.
Yep.
You know we have students, aspiring students, who often come to take a tour of the university. But we want to drive more tourism up to Southern University.
Because I keep it real. You know, I have conversations with people all the time. And of course, there's a difference when you look at white, black, or whatever. But you get a lot more black people, African-Americans, who are accustomed or know about Southern that understands that view. There are a ton of a population of white people in the city of Baton Rouge that don't even know that bluff exists.
Right.
They have never even seen that view. And it is the most scenic, it is the absolute prettiest view in the city of Baton Rouge.
You're right. And listen, you're telling the truth, because I have done some, I've done some informal surveys with people.
Uh-huh.
And I've asked, how many of you all have been to the bluffs at Southern University?
Never. I see them on the levee all the time.